Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Juan Benitez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The DH, Steve Balboni. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The DH, Mike Young. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. Lacy moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ripken fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White catches it and throws to first to double up Young. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is hit by the pitch. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quirk moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quirk scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lacy strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Ripken reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a line drive towards short. Salazar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Balboni hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins catches it and throws to first to double up Balboni. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Young steals second. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lacy strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosley for the out. One out. Juan Beníquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beníquez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beníquez hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Balboni strikes out. 1 out. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Young takes first base on ball 4. Sheets moves to second. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to third for the out. Young moves to second. 1 out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Brett applying the tag. Wiggins moves to second. 2 outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lacy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Danny Tartabull pinch hits for Thad Bosley. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beniquez is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Danny Tartabull now playing right field. Juan Beniquez now playing left field. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Lynn moves to second. It's Royals, 5, Orioles, 5. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 5. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-3 in the game. Salazar strikes out. 1 out. Hal McRae pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Wilson bunts towards the mound. O'Connor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Oss now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Owen now catching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-4 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10. With the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 5. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Brett reaches second base with a double. Seitzer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oss fields it and has Brett trapped. There's the throw to Wiggins and over to Knight, who tags Brett for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Rene Gonzalez pinch runs for Ray Knight. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and has Lynn trapped. There's the throw to Salazar, who tags Lynn for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's Royals, 6, Orioles, 6. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Alan Wiggins. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 6. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Williamson now pitching. Rick Burleson now playing second base. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. White strikes out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Balboni hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-4 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Farr now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 6. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kennedy for a passed ball. Wilson moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Seitzer scores. It's 8-6, Royals. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Benitez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. 1 out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-5 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sheets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Royals. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.